All right, here we go. So it is Thursday, March 28th. It is the last trading day of the week, the last trading day of the month, the last trading day of the quarter, and it is Mark's birthday. This is why Mark is not here this morning. Happy birthday, buddy. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Thursday, March 28th. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And wow, the quarter is over today in just a few hours. And what a quarter it was. Look at this. I mean, the S&P up, up and away, up 10%. The Dow up, up and away, 5.8%. The NASDAQ up 10.3%. It's like, woo, there's a lot going on. And so why is this? Well, it's because the Fed has maintained that they will get inflation under control. And they also have said there will be 3 rate cuts this year. And this is where traders are excited about this. Seems that we are dodging a recession that everybody thought is possible. So right now, as you can see, traders are factoring in that in June, we'll start cutting interest rates. And then again in September and again in December. And these are the 3 rate cuts. However, yesterday, Fed member Waller was speaking and says he sees no rush to cut rates because inflation is sticky. And he actually said that the rates might stay longer, might stay up high for longer than previously thought. So what does this mean? It means that if you look at a 5-minute chart of the yield, and we're taking a look at the 2-year yield, zooming out here a little bit, then we see that yesterday, after Waller was speaking, a huge jump in the 2-year yield. Same in the 10-year yield. And if you look at a daily chart now of the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield, we see that they have been pulling back, but yesterday, a little bit higher again. Right now, moving lower overall. So what's happening here today? Yesterday, we had this rally going into the close. Today, we're diddling along because, I mean, there's no more economic impulses. So we did have this morning the final GDP slightly revised, coming in at 3.4. But you see, with this GDP, there's 3 releases. So there's first the preliminary, then no, first is the advanced, then there's the preliminary, and then the final GDP. So this were no surprise, no market reaction to this. Unemployment claims coming in a little bit lower than expected. The GDP price index coming in line with expectation. Pending home sales slightly better than expected. The revised consumer sentiment better than expected, and the University of Michigan inflation expectations going a little bit lower. Now, the important thing is tomorrow is the core PCE price index that's being released, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. That is the inflation gauge where they measure this 2% inflation goal. And it is expected to come in lower than in the previous month. However, tomorrow, markets are closed. It is a holiday. So tomorrow we have Good Friday and markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. So this means that we will know the reaction to what market participants think on Monday to the PCE. So with that said, final day, and we are diddling along here. As you can see, let me zoom out a little bit. There we go. Moving a little bit higher. I mean, right now, the S&P 500 is up 4 points. The NASDAQ is down not even a point. I mean, these are indices that are around 5,000, 16,000 points. The Dow just shy of the 40,000 here. Down 20 points right now, which is 0.06, basically means nothing. So in other news, what is happening? If you also look at the quarter, we see that Apple is actually underperforming this quarter. So you remember, if you go over here to the heat map, we do have our Magnificent 7 that everybody likes to talk about. And the Magnificent 7 are Amazon, Tesla, Meta, Google, Apple, Nvidia, and Microsoft. Here they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And if you look at these magnificent seven here, we see that Apple this quarter, if we look at this quarter, so I'm zooming in a little bit, that we see 2024, it's been underperforming. So while the overall market is up 10%, Apple for the quarter is down 8.7%. And it's quite interesting if you compare Apple to Nvidia here and see, okay, what is Nvidia doing? You see that Nvidia are vastly outperforming Apple, but not only Nvidia. I mean, even if you look at Meta outperforming Nvidia. So the orange line here is Meta. In the bar charts that you see at the bottom is Apple. Tesla, well, Tesla actually, interestingly enough, Tesla is even worse than Apple right now. But if we also look at Google, G-O-O-G, we see that that is outperforming. So Apple is outperforming in the first quarter here by the widest margin so far that Apple has seen, I believe, since 2013. So this is 11 years, 11 years. We still have a few earnings coming in, and we have RH. Used to be Restoration Hardware, now it's just called RH, the furniture store. Reporting earnings, the earnings actually coming in worse than expected. So we see that they actually missed earnings. Let me go back to green here. They missed the revenue, but they gave a bullish outlook for the year. And this is what this is all about, the outlook, and this is why they're up 16%. Now, in a moment, we'll take a look at our positions. Just want to do a quick follow-up of the stocks that we have been talking about this week. DJT, Trump Media and Technology, today also slightly down after they went public a couple of days ago. So they're still hanging in there at a higher level. However, they were opening at $70 when they went public with the merger. So through this DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corporation, I believe, was the previous name. So pulling back a little bit, 5%. And then also GameStop. Yesterday, GameStop had a super bad day. If you look at this, so yesterday, down 15%. Today, followed by another drop of 3.5%. So now, approaching these lows that we saw here towards the end of the year. Finally, Reddit went public today, and Reddit a little bit all over the place. Also, as you can see, yesterday, pretty bad day. So yesterday, let me just look at this, down 11%. Today, another 9%. So this is why we focus on trading quality stocks and why we focus on SRC profits. Now, with this said, let's take a look at our trades, and we start with the WTF analyzer. Two stocks that we still own. I owned CTSH. So this is where last week I realized the loss of $4,000, and this morning we had a closing signal making back $1,000 of this. So still down on this one, $3,000 overall up in WTF trades. But this used to be the largest loser, the largest loss, still is, but at least making back a little bit of money. Now, I was not in ABT, Mark traded ABT, so I'm not quite sure where he entered. Also an exit signal this morning, and we are back to above 80% winning percentage with all of our WTF trades. No new signals today, which, hey, no surprise, markets are not going anywhere. So what is happening with our wheel strategies? And we have CSIQ. CSIQ having a phenomenal day yesterday, finally bouncing back up 7.9%. Today, kind of quiet after this move. And this is where you know that we need to move all the way up there. We are still in a downtrend. We need to break through this downtrend line. So we need to go first around the 20 mark, 21 mark. And then the idea is up, up and away here in very similar way as we have seen CSIQ has been able to do it towards the end of the year, where November, when they reported earnings, they were trading around 18, and then this massive rally towards 27. So could you please do it again? Gosh, it is so sad to not see Mark here, because it is, as you know, or as I just said, you don't know that, but I told you that it is his birthday. This is why He is celebrating his birthday this morning with his family. I'm covering for him. Hey, if you enjoy what I'm doing here solo, and if you like that Mark is taking some time off for his birthday, do me a favor and give us a like. I'm sure that Mark will appreciate all of the likes, and he'll probably take it as a happy birthday. But of course, you can also wish him happy birthday in the comments. Then NEE, Next Era Energy, yippee-yay. I mean, yesterday, really a good day, so up 3.8%. Today, kind of unchanged, not a whole lot happening here. And as you can see, this is where our cost base is, 69.50, our break even, 67.07. And we're finally moving into possibly call selling territory. We're a little bit away from this. We collected dividend twice while we were in this trade, so happy with this one. And let's see, maybe as early as next week, we will be able to sell calls. We shall see. And then we have UPS. UPS, wow, after this massive slide that happened during the investor day because of a misunderstanding, because they provided guidance of $17 billion to $18 billion. And at first, traders thought that this was for 2026, and this is where, whoa, this is fantastic pre-market. They were trading at 161, but then there was a clarification. No, this is actually for the next 3 years. And this is where traders said, well, that is not good, because that kind of brings it down to, what, $5.3 billion per year. And this is why we had this massive slide there, 8%, one of the worst days for UPS in a long time. But bouncing back, as you can see, bouncing back yesterday already a little bit. So yesterday up 2.5%. This morning also up, what do we have? 0.2%. So not a whole lot going on here. So this is what's happening. And as you can see, it is a quiet day. The VIX, the volatility index, still at lower levels here at around 13. And if we zoom out a little bit so that we see of what are normal levels, I mean, normal levels are definitely, as you can see, a little bit higher here, usually around 15 to 16. So this means there's no fear in the market right now. What does it mean for us as options traders? There's not a whole lot of premium. But hey, the first quarter was a really good quarter for us. So we had a great time there. Talking about a first quarter being a great quarter, what about Bitcoin? Hey, in the first quarter, Bitcoin up 68%. Right now, attacking the highs again that we made here a couple of weeks ago. And then also crude oil. Yesterday, crude oil had a pretty bad day. Yesterday, crude oil moving lower after we had a report that in the US we had lots of stockpiles. So moved initially lower. Today, bouncing right back. So crude oil here, at 82.5. So on this, interest rates, let's take a look at a 5-minute chart. Interest rates diddling along here a little bit after the jump yesterday, after Fed member Waller spoke for the 2-year and the 10-year. Looking at the indices, the Dow right now slightly negative, but only 26 points. That's nothing. The S&P pretty much unchanged, slightly positive. NASDAQ slightly negative. So not a whole lot going on in the markets, which are closed tomorrow, as you know. So with that said, I don't have much more for you today other than wishing Mark a happy birthday, wishing you a great long weekend. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time off. Happy Easter, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.